Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk some high school football with Dion Clisso. Dion joins us every Thursday right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Preps KC Managing Editor. Hello, Dion. How are you?
I'm doing too bad. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. Can you give me your thoughts on Pius 14, Maryville 13, please?
Well, that's a good road victory for Pius, and it says a lot about their defense and how they're playing. Offensively, you'd like to see a little bit more, but I think Maryville's a pretty good team, even though they're 1-3. And if you're Pius, that's just another one you want to mark off the list. And anytime you can get a road win at Maryville, I think you, no matter what, if it's by 1 point or by 100, you take it and run.
That's right. You win at Maryville, you don't ask any questions. You take that W and get on the bus, and you go home happy. Now, let's get into some things to watch on the Missouri side. Let's start with our Missouri player to watch. And for that, we go to Smithville.
Yeah, Smithville quarterback Andrew Hedgecourt is leading that team. That's averaging easily 50 points a game. They've got Platt County this week. It's a fantastic matchup. These are great rivals. You know, it's up there on Highway 92. You've got Platt City, Smithville, and Kearney all right in a row. And they've really been fantastic programs the last, you know, decade plus. And this year, at Smithville, or this last 2 years, Platt County has been up in the Class 5, so they only play once. They've usually, a few years before this, they would generally play twice, and once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. Hedgecourt is a guy who can run a little bit, he can throw a little bit, and he keys in offense with a lot of good skill players. And he's a senior who's done a good job of leading in, as this team is basically the entire team that was back from a semifinal team last year. So should be a good one. If Smithville's going to lose a game this year, this might be it. They've got a couple other spots on their schedule, but they look like a really dominating team. But Platt County's coming off a 29-0 win over North Kansas City last week, so it's going to be a fantastic game.
All right, let's talk about the A-10 game of the week. Bishop Miege coming off what Jake Terrace called the biggest upset in high school football of the last two decades. And so tell me your thoughts on Miege beating Aquinas, and now Miege taking on Rockhurst.
Well, don't look at the records. They're not very pretty. Miege is 1-2. Rockhurst is 1-3. But both are coming off good wins. Rockers beat an undermanned Blue Springs South team that they should have beaten. They took care of their business. Great win, but by Miege. They've kind of maybe revealed the way to beat Aquinas this year. Don't, you know, try and keep them out of the end zone, force them into a game where they maybe have to throw the ball a little more. They struggle a little bit there. But they just played them tough and defensively played one of their best games and got a field goal with about 4 minutes left. And then just play good defense the rest of the way. It's going to be interesting to see how Miege matches up with the Rockers. Rockers has a ton of size this year, and they've won this game in the last couple of years. So I would probably give a little bit of a lean to Rockers. I mean, they've got some just played a little bit better level of competition. Though Miege, coming off that win, is playing well. I think that they were just looking for some confidence after the way they started the season. So it's a fun one. I'm glad they have continued to do this game, and I hope they continue to do this game for a long time.
All right, here's another matchup with a Kansas school taking on a Missouri school, Blue Valley West at Raytown.
Yeah, this is, you know, these games were scheduled. There's a few of these. Last week we saw Lee Summit go to Blue Valley. There's some EKL teams crossing over with some Suburban Conference teams. We didn't see these last year because of the pandemic. They kind of stayed on their own side of the state line. But Blue Valley West only has the one loss to Blue Valley North. They're outstanding. They're big and physical. They play a Raytown team who hasn't played in 2 weeks. So that's going to be interesting to see how they come out with the rust and that kind of thing, and just being in a game for the first time in 2 weeks and with the division two. So this is a great test for both these teams, because Blue Valley West, this is a team they don't really see a team like Raytown that's really run heavy kind of option. They don't, until they maybe would see like an Olathe North traditionally like an Olathe North had been over there in 6A in Kansas. And for Raytown, it's a good test for them because this is a team that's a lot like some of the teams they will play in Class 5 that runs the ball, is big and physical, has a good solid quarterback play. So a fantastic game. And, you know, coaches love these games because you can go, as long as you don't get anybody hurt, you play a good quality opponent and you don't ever have to see them again.
One more on the Missouri side before Nate talks about Kansas. What about Fort Osage at Belton?
Belton's 4-0. Fort Osage is 3-1. And it's a situation where Belton's 4-0 doesn't look maybe as good as Fort Osage is 3-1. Belton hasn't really been tested. They've taken care of their business. It's not like they're just barely beating teams that aren't very good. But this is a good spot for them. And they've got a couple weeks here where they play like a Green Valley and a Raytown, and they start with Fort Osage. So we're going to find out a lot about Belton. Fort Osage, their one loss came against North Kansas City a couple weeks ago. They were missing the left half of their offensive line due to COVID. That group should be back now, so they should be a little more whole. They beat a Van Horn team last week that they kind of threw that game together because Fort Osage was supposed to play Raytown. So this is a fun test. They're two good coaching staffs that really respect each other and get after it the right way. So just a good conference game that will help determine some things down the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nate Bucati.
Oh, great. It's nice to be here. Hey, can you give me an update on my Bishop Ward Cyclones? You told me they were going to be better this year. How they been?
Well, they lost to University Academy last week.
Nah.
In a shortened game, there was some they were, you know, playing over University Academy, which is over off Troost, and some knuckleheads decided they wanted to drive cars down the road and shoot at each other, so that game was ended in the third quarter. I talked to the University Academy coach, and I said, wanted to get his impression of Bishop Ward. He's like, no, they're much improved. He said we kind of pulled away from them there. We were starting to get control of that game when it was ended. He said, but that's a much improved team. They've got Topeka Hayden this week, and we're going to find out kind of where they sit. If they've got a chance to get out of their district, I don't know if they can beat Topeka Hayden, but if they can compete with them, I think that's a good sign for Bishop Ward. But no, kind of a tough week last week for them. Both those teams having to end that game like that, just because people on a Saturday afternoon decided they wanted to shoot at each other.
That's a terrible story. All right, let's move over. Look, you highlighted the Missouri game to watch, which was a interstate rivalry game. Now we got another interstate game. Lee Summit North at Blue Valley North, coming across to the Kansas side. Tell us about this one.
Two undefeated teams. Lee Summit North is 4-0, coming off a win over Ray Peck, and Blue Valley North is 3-0. Henry Martin, their outstanding quarterback. I joked with their coach, Adam Pummel. You know, he was slipping last week. He threw 6 touchdowns each the first 2 weeks and only threw 5 last week. So he's got over 1,000 yards and 17 touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. Dynamic passing attack. They've got great receivers in Jackson Goldberg and Mekhi Miller. Mekhi Miller's a Missouri commit. Then Lee Summit North's defense just got done handling Ray Peck and really has handled everybody they've played. And their offense, led by Trey Baker, and the receivers are playing really well as well. So this could be, if you wanted to think about it, these are two teams that would be playing for state championships in each of their states. So it's a state championship caliber type game, and really for both teams, this is kind of a good measuring stick for them because they've taken care of everything they need to take care of in the first few weeks, and now they're going to see as their schedules will both get tougher as they go on. So, like I said, with the Blue Valley West Raytown game, this is a great opportunity to go play a team you don't see that often, and you don't have to play again. So if you can come out of it healthy, that's a bonus, and you come out of it better. And if you come out of it with a win, that's an even bigger bonus.
Okay, a couple of other games to take a look at. What about Lawrence at Mill Valley?
Well, Lawrence is off to a 3-0 start under new coach Clint Bowen, which I know is a familiar name to a lot of KU fans. Talk with him. He's going to be on the show tomorrow night on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 and 1510. He's really enjoying being at Lawrence and coaching a high school, and they really have got off to a good start. Mill Valley quietly is just dominating like they have always been, and they are rolling right along. This is easily Lawrence's toughest test. They've kind of beat up on some of the lower teams in the Sunflower League, and now they'll get going here. So this is definitely a situation where Lawrence is going to be challenged, and Mill Valley, they've they've kind of had a little bit of an easier schedule too. So this will be a good game for both these teams.
And then our buddy Jake over here is looking to see if St. Thomas Aquinas can bounce back against Blue Valley.
This is going to be a huge test for Aquinas. I mean, Blue Valley is fresh off of scoring 63 against Lee Summit last week. Now, their defense gave up some points. They gave up 37 to Lee Summit. So it's definitely a situation where I think the Blue Valley wants to get that defense settled down. But Aquinas has got to get kind of going here. They gave up a ton of points to Luther North in a win. Their offense, stalled and put the ball on the ground a few times last week against Miege. So this is a bounce back game. I don't know if Blue Valley is the team you want to try and bounce back against if you're Aquinas, but Blue Valley's only loss is to Blue Valley Northwest, and they've rolled since that opening week loss. So this is a toss up game, and it's a big game for both teams because they've got to find out more about themselves, and this is a week that you got to do it against a really good team.
Okay, and then finally, our Kansas player to watch, Stephen, I want you to listen up here because this
Please.
Is Olathe North quarterback Noah Palmer, not to be confused with Noe Palma, who will be playing at Bloomapalooza on Saturday night. Noah Palmer, I'm assuming, will be playing on Friday night.
Yeah, when you usually say Olathe North quarterback, you're expecting him to put up, 100 yards rushing game and lead a dominant attack. He put up 200 yards passing last week, and Olathe North for the first time in a while is kind of more balanced. They can throw the ball. He wears number 30, which makes him great just on its own. Plays defensive back for them as well. So really multi-talented kid, been the starting quarterback for the last 2 years, and just keys that offense that can beat you through the air and beat you on the ground, which is not necessarily Olathe North football in the past. So it makes them even harder to defend. So he's a guy that is just a great football player on both sides of the ball and really has developed his passing game this year to help that Olathe North offense.
And finally, Dion, St. Pius at Chillicothe. Can you tell me what Pius should expect from their road trip to Chillicothe?
Chillicothe's a little bit better this year than they've been the last couple of years. I think Pius should get that win, but it's on the road. It's at Chillicothe. Those are two back-to-back places that are tough to play. It'll be a test. I think if they don't have that kind of letdown from playing Maryville last week, they should be okay.
Dion, tell people where they can follow along with all of the high school football action.
Of course, PrepsKC.com, our PrepsKC app, iOS users on your Apple. We've got the brand new app. Go out and download that now. And, of course, we've got football Friday night tomorrow at 4 to 6 on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 and 1510. We've got great interview scheduled there. I talked about Clint Bowen, that we've got five other coaches coming on and a lot of great just interviews and getting you ready for all the games.
Jake did want me to ask you about Mizzou favored by 1.5 at Boston College, 11 a.m. Saturday. Is that still the line, Jake? Can you give me an updated line?
Yeah,
is that,
it's 1.5.
Is it 1.5? Okay.
Yep, it opened at 2.5.
Well, there you go. Dion, how do you feel about that one?
Well, a good friend of mine, a fellow Mizzou grad, said to me, he goes, he always asks me, are we winning this game? And I go, well, I said, I don't know. I said, it's on the road. I said, I think we're a better team. But then he goes, well, their quarterback's out. And I go, well, as long as their tailback and their offensive line are there, I think they're probably still feel pretty good about their offense. They've got to figure out a way to stop the run, and they've got to tackle better. If it doesn't, then every game they are in is a question. It doesn't matter who they're playing. I mean, Vanderbilt is a question if you can't stop the run. So yeah. I'd like to think they get that win. If they get that win, I'm feeling pretty good. If they don't and it's the same problems again, then I'm definitely excuse me. definitely going to be a little more concerned about the season going forward.
Which run defense is more assignment sound, Mizzou or the Chiefs?
I don't know.
The
tackling needs to be a little better.
Okay.
From Missouri, from their big guys than what you're seeing. Now the tackling in the secondary need to be better for the Chiefs. But the problem is you really don't want if your secondary guys are making tackles, then you've got issues up front.
Right. So, you said it. Well, Dion, thank you for answering those tough questions there at the end. We will get back with you next week. We appreciate your time.
Sounds good.
Jake, where are you leaning on this Mizzou favorite by 1.5? 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday. You haven't really given me any indication of which way you're going.
Tigers.
Oh, really?
They're going to win that game on the road.
Oh, all right, then. I mean, very matter-of-factual this
easy.
Morning. I appreciate it. Easy, really?
Yeah. The win by a touchdown.
Let's go. Oh, let's go, Mizzou. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.